a real struggle.
Yes, it is. Okay, let's get ready and we'll do Hebrew. We're in, chapter 9, page 79. We're up to the Tall Tale, which is a love story. They've introduced to us three new vocabulary words that soon will be like second nature to us. These are very common words. The first one in the upper right-hand corner is ach. Everybody say ach.
Ach.
It sounds just like brother, because it sounds just like brother, but notice it's spelled differently. It's spelled with an aleph and a final kaf. And spelled like this, it means but or only. But in this story, but. Later in the vocabulary, they'll tell you it's only, and somebody will put up their hand and go, but doesn't it mean but also? Remember from the story. And it does, yes. And the second one, the one in the middle, is li, which means either to me or for me. And in this story, it's going to be for me, so that's the version that they gave you there. The lamed, if you remember, is to or for, and the e attached to it means me, so for me. And then the left-hand side, Oz, like the Wizard of Oz, means then. Throughout the Old Testament, you keep seeing then at the start of many sentences. I keep saying it's not then, it's just and. The translators just get tired of putting and. But there is a word for then, and it's Oz. Okay? So what's but? Ach. For me? Lee. Then? Oz. Good. So Sharon, if you do the first sentence, please.
Haya.
Haya.
Melech.
Melech.
Asher.
Asher.
Malach.
Malach.
Berushalayim.
Berushalayim. Excellent. Everybody, echo me, please. Haya.
Haya.
Melech.
Melech.
Asher.
Asher.
Asher. Malach.
Malach.
Berushalayim.
Berushalayim.
What does that sentence mean in English?
There was a king that ruled in Jerusalem.
Good. There was a king that ruled in Jerusalem. Very good. Next sentence, Herb.
Kol.
Kol.
Adam.
Adam.
Ba'ir.
Ba'ir.
Shema.
Shema.
Bekol.
Bekol.
Hamelech.
Hamelech.
Ve'am.
Ve'gam.
Excuse me.
Ve'gam.
Who?
Haya.
Haya.
Adon. Adon.
Kol.
Kol.
Ish.
Ish.
Ba'aretz.
Ba'aretz. Okay, that's the end of the sentence.
Okay.
Everybody echo me, please. Kol.
Kol.
Adam.
Adam.
Ba'ir.
Ba'ir.
Shema.
Shema.
Bekol.
Bekol.
Hamelech.
Hamelech.
Vagam.
Vagam.
Hu.
Hu.
Haya.
Haya.
Adon.
Adon.
Kol.
Kol.
Ish.
Ish.
Ba'aretz. What does that sentence mean? What's Kol Adam? Kol Adam.
All the people. Adam is people or mankind or Adam. So it would be all of the people.
It's not all of, or the kol would be spelled with the kamates instead of the cholam.
Oh, okay.
So it's literally every man.
Every man.
Mm-hmm. Every man. Kol Adam, every man.
All the people.
But of, kol would be spelled different.
Okay.
Is it, all of the mankind, I mean, every man makes more sense.
Except there's no the. It's not ha-adam.
Oh, okay.
So if you said every mankind, that would mean make less sense than every man.
Okay.
Now,
you could say every person.
Okay. If it was talking about every Adam in the town,
yes,
then it would be indefinite, so it would be automatically the, right?
You are correct. If it was every Adam in town, but it's probably not. So every man, what's Ba'ir?
In the city.
In the city. Shema Bekol, that's an idiom.
Obeyed.
Obeyed.
The king.
Hamelech the king, right. Vagam.
And also.
And also who?
He.
He. Haya.
Was.
Was. Adon.
Lord.
Lord. Kol Ish.
Of every man.
So Lord here is actually a word pair form, so it's Lord of, all of. They haven't done that quite right. A man in the land.
Amen.
Hmm.
Every man?
Yeah, it would be better to say the Lord of every man, but then cold is spelled wrong. Cold is spelled with the all of spelling.
Oh, okay.
It would be better to say Lord of every man and just change the spelling of cold to take off the kamates at the bottom, put a cholam at the top. Of course, in your later published books, you may have that change already. Okay. Lord of every man's close enough, ba'aretz.
In the land.
In the land. Mm-hmm. Next sentence.
Ha'anashim.
Ba'aretz.
Asu.
Et.
Kol.
Asher.
Amar.
Hamilech. Everybody. Ha'anashim. Ba'aretz.
Asu.
Et. Kol. Asher, Amar, Hamelech. What is that in English? Ha'anashim.
The people in the land.
The people in the land, or the men in the land, either way. God bless you. Asu.
Did.
That's a direct object marker.
All. That the king said.
Correct. Next sentence. And notice the little dots in the baits when they are there and when they're not.
Bavait.
Hamelech.
Haya.
Hakol. Dot.
Ach.
Lo.
Haya.
Hata.
Isha.
Sham.
Ki.
Hamelech.
Lo.
Lekach.
Na'ara.
La'isha. Beautiful. Everybody. Bevait. Hamelech. Haya. Hakol. Dot. Ach. Lo. Haita. Isha. Sham. Ki. Hamelech. Lo. Lekach. Na'ara. La'isha. Now, what's that mean? Bevait HaMelech.
In the house of the king.
Haya.
There was everything.
Dot.
But. There was not. A wife. There.
Key.
Because. The king. Had not taken. A young woman.
To wife. Mm-hmm. Take to wife is a Hebraic way of saying married. Mm-hmm. Herb, the last sentence of paragraph one.
The gam.
Lo.
Hayu. Banim.
Banim.
Uvanot
is correct. Uvanot.
Bevait.
Hamelech. What's the difference between bayit and bait? Bayit is house. Bait is house of. Mm-hmm. So let's translate this sentence. Do we all do it together? Mm-hmm. Not yet. Let's all do it together. Vagam,
lo,
hayu, banim, uvanot, bevait, hamelech. Which means what, Herb?
And also,
there were no sons
and daughters
in the house
of the king.
Shouldn't it be there were no sons or daughters? Yes, but we haven't learned or yet, so we're using what we've got. Paragraph 2. Karen, would you start me off, please?
Halach.
Hamelech.
Birushalayim.
Kol.
Yom.
Vahu.
Ra'ah.
Ne'arot.
Sham.
Velo.
Lekach.
Na'ara.
Birushalayim.
La'isha. Mm-hmm. Echo me, please, everybody. Halach.
Hamelech.
Be'Yerushalayim.
Kol Yom.
Yep,
Kol Yom. Vahu. Ra'ah. Ne'arot. Sham. Velo. Lekach. Na'ara. Me'Yerushalayim. La'isha.
What's that all mean?
The king
walked in Jerusalem kol yom, every day,
and he
saw
young women there,
and he did not take
a young woman
from Jerusalem
to wife,
or you could say for a wife, either way. Sharon.
Oz.
Who?
Avar.
Mean.
Yerushalayim.
El.
Kol.
Haaretz. Everybody, please. Oz. Who? Avar.
Mean.
Yerushalayim. El.
Kol.
Haaretz. Which means what?
Then
he
crossed over
from Jerusalem
to
all the land. All of the land is correct. Next sentence in paragraph 2.
Who?
Allah.
Bain. Ha-harim.
Heharim.
Vagam.
Avar.
All.
Yad.
Hamayim. Vagam.
Halach.
Et.
El.
Or El, excuse me. El.
Mm-hmm.
Kol. He'arim.
Ba'aretz. Everybody, please. Who? Allah. Bain. Heharim. Vagam. Avar.
Al.
Yad.
Hamayim.
Vagam. Halach.
El.
Kol.
Heharim.
Ba'aretz. And what does that mean, pray tell?
He
went up.
Among the mountains,
and also
crossed over
near the water,
and also
went to
all of the cities
in the land. Beautiful. You guys are doing wonderfully here. Next sentence, please.
Hamelech.
Ra'ah.
Ne'arot.
All.
Heharim.
Vagam.
Al-Yad.
Hamayim.
Vagam.
Bachol.
He'arim.
Velo.
Lekach.
Na'ara.
Me'heharim.
Velo.
Lekach.
Na'ara.
Asher.
Yashva.
Al-Yad.
Hamayim.
Velo.
Lekach.
Na'ara.
Me'heharim.
La'isha.
Herb, how did you miss that one, you lucky duck?
I don't get it.
It went on for 3 lines.
Yeah.
So let's all do it together, please. You find where it starts? Hamelech. Ra'ah. Ne'arot.
Al.
Heharim. Vagam.
Al-Yad.
Hamayim. Vagam. Bachol. He'arim. Velo. Lekach. Na'ara. Me'heharim. Velo. Lekach. Na'ara. Asher. Yashva.
Al
Yad.
Hamayim.
Velo.
Lekach.
Lekach.
Na'ara.
Na'ara.
Meh'arim.
Meh'arim.
La'isha.
La'isha.
Beautiful. Now, what does that mean? Hamelech.
The king saw
young women
upon the mountains,
and also
near the water,
and also
in all of the cities,
and he did not take
a young woman
from the mountains,
and he did not take
a young woman
that
settled near the water,
and he did not take
a young woman
from the cities
for a wife. Beautiful. Paragraph 3.
Amar.
Hamelech.
Meh.
Asiti.
Asiti.
Yep.
Ra'iti.
Et.
Kol. Ha'arot.
Ha'ne'arot.
There we go, that's what I missed.
Ba'aretz.
Velo.
Ra'iti.
Li.
Na'ara. Excellent. Echo me, everybody, please. Amar. Hamelech.
Meh.
Asiti.
Asiti.
Ra'iti.
Et.
Kol.
Ha'ne'arot.
Ba'aretz. Velo.
Ra'iti.
Li.
Na'ara.
What does that mean?
The king said.
What did I do?
I saw all of the young women
in the land.
And I did not see
a young woman for me. Excellent. Next paragraph.
Haya.
Yom.
Asher.
Hamelech.
Yashav.
Yashav.
Babait. Berushalayim.
Umin.
Habait. Who? Ra'ah. Na'ara.
Asher.
Halcha. Baderech.
Right, Baderech.
Wanted to say something else in the book there.
Lifne.
Habayit.
Lev.
Hamelech.
Allah. Oh, how nice. Let's do this paragraph together. Echo me, please. Haya.
Yom.
Asher.
Hamelech.
Yeshav.
Babayit.
Birushalayim.
Umin.
Habayit.
Hu.
Ra'ah.
Na'ara.
Asher. Halcha. Baderech. Lifnei. Habayit. Lev. Hamelech. Allah. And what does that paragraph mean?
There was a day
that the king
sat in the house
in Jerusalem
and from the house
he saw a young woman
that walked on the road
in front of the house
the heart of the king
went up. Next paragraph. Oh, you get a shorty this time.
This makes up for the last one.
It does.
Who?
Amar.
Et me.
Ra'iti. Echo me, please, everybody. Who?
Amar.
Et me. Ra'iti. Which means?
He said.
Who did I see? Sharon, we got to know. Who did he see? Number 6. Paragraph 6.
Halach.
Hamelech.
El.
Haderech.
Asher.
Haita.
Lifne.
Habayit.
Velo.
Ra'a.
Et.
Hana'ara.
Baderech.
Halach. Hamelech.
Bechol.
Yerushalayim.
Vehana'ara.
Lo.
Haita.
Sham.
You did the whole paragraph. Neat. Everybody, echo me. Halach. Hamelech.
El.
Haderech. Asher. Haita.
Lifne.
Habayit. Velo.
Ra'a.
Et.
Hana'ara.
Baderech.
Halach.
Hamelech. Bechol. Yerushalayim. Vahana'ara. Lo. Haita. Sham. Oh no! You missed the period, okay. I just thought you were having fun. So.
Wait, we missed the punctuation.
What does all this mean?
The king walked on the road.
The king walked.
Yeah, the king walked.
To the road.
To the road. There was.
That was.
In front of the house.
In front of the house. Or before the house, either way.
And didn't see.
And did not see.
The young woman.
The young woman.
On the road.
On the road. Period. Next sentence.
That's right. See, there's period there. The king walked.
The king walked.
Everywhere?
In all of Jerusalem.
In all of Jerusalem. And the young woman.
And the young woman.
Wasn't there.
Was not there. Oh, no. Herb, what are we going to do?
We're going to look for that girl.
The last paragraph at the bottom of page 79. I'm so excited. What's next?
Amar.
Hamelech. La.
Avadim.
Right.
Me. Yada.
Et.
Shame. Hana'ara. Umi.
Umi.
Yada.
Et.
Bait. Hana'ara.
Me.
Yada.
Et.
Ani.
Avi.
Avi. Hana'ara.
Hana'ara. Everybody echo me, please. Amar. Hamelech. La'avadim.
La'avadim.
Mi.
Yada.
Et.
Shem.
Hana'ara.
Umi.
Yada.
Et.
Beit.
Hana'ara.
Me,
Yada,
Et,
Avi,
Hana'ara.
Hana'ara.
What's that all that mean? What's all it mean?
The king said to the servants.
The king said to the servants.
Who knows the name?
Ah, who knew?
Who knew?
Perfect tense. We haven't learned how to say who knows yet.
I was just kind of expanding on it.
Yeah.
Who knew the name?
Who knew the name of?
Of the young woman.
The young woman.
And who knew? The house of the young woman.
The house of the young woman.
Who knew?
The father of?
Of the young woman.
The young woman.
Yes, sir.
That's right. It would be who knows. We just haven't learned how to say that yet.
Yeah. It's better English.
It is better English, so I'll just be quiet.
No, that's all right. Better to know it right than to not know it.
Top of page 80, paragraph 8. Karen, please.
Below.
Haya.
Eved.
Bain.
Kol.
Ha'avadim.
Asher.
Yada.
Et.
Shem.
Shem or shame?
Well, it says shame, but I'm sure it's technically shem, but either way will be fine.
Hana'ara.
Ve'et.
Bait.
Hana'ara.
Ve'et.
Avi.
Hana'ara.
We'll go with shame because that's what the authors say. So everybody echo me, please. Below.
Haya.
Eved.
Bain.
Kol.
Ha'avadim.
Asher.
Yada.
Et.
Shame.
Hana'ara. Ve'et. Beit. Hana'ara. Ve'et.
Avi.
Hana'ara. What does that mean?
And there was not a servant.
And there was not a servant.
Among all of the servants.
Among all of the servants.
That
knew
the name of the young woman.
And the house of the young woman. And the house of the young woman.
And the father of the young woman.
And the father of the young woman. And again, we would have said oars in there, but we haven't learned that word yet. But you know what it is, Karen. What's the word for oar?
Oh.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Just that easy. Sharon.
Halach.
Halach.
Hamelech.
Hamelech.
Birushalayim.
Kol.
Kol.
Hayom.
Velo.
Haya.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Barosh. Hamelech.
Hamelech.
Can we keep going?
No, you can stop if you like, or you can keep going. I don't care.
Keep going.
Okay. You're having fun.
I was on a roll. I hit
it. Herb gets the short sentence.
Ah, there's his method.
Gave it away.
Uvlev.
Uvlev.
Hamelech.
Hamelech.
Haita.
Haita.
Melchama.
Milchama.
Az.
Az.
Yashav.
Yashav.
Hamelech.
Hamelech.
Al Yad.
Al Yad.
Haderek.
Haderek. Everybody, echo me, please. Halach.
Halach.
Hamelech.
Hamelech.
Birushalayim.
Birushalayim.
Kol Hayom.
Kol Hayom.
Velo.
Velo.
Haya.
Haya.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Barosh.
Barosh.
Hamelech.
Hamelech.
Uvlev.
Uvlev.
Hamelech.
Hamelech.
Haita.
Haita.
Milchama.
Milchama.
Az.
Az.
Yeshav,
Yeshav,
Hamelech,
Hamelech,
Al Yad,
Haderech.
And what does that mean, Sharon?
The king walked.
The king walked
in Jerusalem.
In Jerusalem.
Every day.
All of the day.
All of the day.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Remember.
It's hot coal, isn't it?
I'm sorry.
Is it hot coal? That's everything.
Hot coal is everything, but coal spelled with a kametz is all of, and hayom can be today or the day.
Okay.
So you can say all of today or all of the day.
Right.
Either way.
All of the day. See, if I've ever written, I've got it right.
You could even say every day if you crossed out the kametz, put a cholam up there and crossed out the ha, but
okay.
It's all the same thing anyway. Keep going, please. And there was no
peace
in
the leader.
In the head of the king. Uh-huh. In the head of the king. Up here is, yep.
And his heart.
And in the heart.
Of the king.
Of the king.
There wasn't.
There was.
There was.
Milchama. War.
There was a battle.
Yep. And in the heart of the king, there was war.
Poor guy. Then.
Then.
The king sat.
The king sat
near the road.
The road.
I'll trade you.
This is my sentence.
Okay, your single sentence paragraph, Herb, is go ahead.
Oz. Mi bain.
Mi bain.
Ha av. Ha ba mim. Team.
Haba team. Uh-huh. Haba team.
Hamelech.
Hamelech.
Asa.
Shema.
Shema. Kol.
Kol. Mm-hmm. Echo me, please, everybody. Oz.
Oz.
Mi bain.
Mi bain.
Haba team.
Haba team.
Hamelech.
Hamelech.
Shema.
Shema.
Kol.
Kol.
Ooh, what's that?
Then. From among the houses.
From among the houses.
The king heard a voice.
The king heard a voice. Now you can just do a sentence or you can do the whole paragraph, whatever you like, but go ahead and start wherever you stop. Sharon will finish.
Okay, there's an exclamation point. Can we stop there?
Sure.
Okay. Allah.
Allah.
Rosh.
Rosh.
Hamelech.
Hamelech.
Vahu.
The who?
Ra'a.
Na'ara.
Bane.
Habatim.
Velev.
Hamelech.
Allah.
Ki.
He.
Haita.
Hana'ara.
Yay, everybody. Allah. Rosh. Hamelech. Vahu. Ra'a. Na'ara.
Bane.
Habatim.
Velev.
Hamelech.
Allah.
Ki.
He.
Haita.
Hana'ara.
Which means
the head of the king
arose, went up,
and he saw
a young woman
among the houses,
and the heart of the king
went up,
because
she was the young woman.
Yay! Ooh. Next, Sharon.
Hamelech.
Lekach.
Et.
Yad.
Hana'ara.
Vahi.
Lakha.
Right.
Et.
Yad.
Hamelech.
Vahim.
Halchu.
Et. El.
Beit.
Hamelech.
Are we to finish? Or?
If you're having fun.
Have fun.
Okay, we'll stop there. Yakami, please, everybody. Then from the exclamation mark. Hamelech.
Hamelech.
Lakach.
Lakach.
Et.
Yad.
Hana'ara. Vehi. Lakcha.
Et.
Yad. Hamelech. Vehem. Halchu.
El.
Beit.
Hamelech.
Which means what?
The king
took
the hand
of the young woman,
and she
took
the hand
of the king,
and they
walked or went
to
the house
of the king.
Let's finish our story, Herb.
The who?
Lakach.
Et.
Yet.
Hana'ara. Le Isha.
Vahim.
Yashvu.
Just two syllables. Yashvu.
Bevait.
Hamelech.
Im. Banim.
Uvanot.
Hayom.
With the word like Yashvu, remember, there's how many vowels per syllable?
One.
So every time you see a vowel, there's a syllable. So Yashvu.
And the sheva
ends the syllable. Since it's not pronounced, it doesn't count. So let's read that last syllable or last sentence together, everybody. Please. Not just a syllable. Let's do it all sentence. Vahu. Lakach.
Et.
Hana'ara.
La'isha.
Vahem.
Yashvu.
Bevait.
Hamelech.
Im.
Banim.
Uvanot.
Ad.
Hayom. What a beautiful ending to this story. Tell us what that is in English.
And he took.
The young woman.
For a wife. And they resided.
In the house.
Of the king.
With sons.
And daughters.
Until today. Nice. I'm going to stop the recording, and then we'll pick up on chapter 10.